So yeah, thank you very much, Grant and the team. It is a massive privilege to be here with you guys this morning. We've got a thing at home that we call refrigeration rights. And I don't know about you guys, but refrigeration rights means anybody that we've got a relationship with can walk into our home and go straight to our refrigerator. All right, it's like one of those things. Our children do not ask for permission to open the fridge and to take in there. And so just like that, their boyfriends through the years, we were like, hey, if you're part of this family, please don't ask me for permission. Some of those boys have broken up with them, and some of those boys don't feel that they have lost their refrigeration rights. That's their choice. We don't implement that. But we have a thing that if you're our friends, you can walk straight into our fridge, open it up, and whatever's there, you can have. And very often, it's how we approach our walk with God as well. Is do you feel that you have refrigeration rights with your walk with God? And so we're going to be reading a passage in Exodus 33. We're just going to do 8 to 10 initially, and then we'll go to 11. But it's a beautiful story. It says, when Moses went out to the tent, all the people would rise up, and each would stand at his tent door and watch Moses until he had gone into the tent. When Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses. And when all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, all the people would rise up and worship, each at his tent door. So the title of this message today is called The Tent of Meeting. And then the subtitle is, Where Are You At? Many people, or many Christians, in our Christian walk, we admire God from afar. We're like those Israelites who stand by the tent and we watch someone in the presence of the Lord. And we're kind of like, if you can pretend that this is my tent, you know, I stand at the door and I'm like, wow, just look at Grant over there. Oh, man, that must be so beautiful. You know, wow. And so we admire how others enter into the presence of the Lord, how others exercise their refrigeration rights while we stand at the tent and admire them. You know, it really is. It's a marvelous thing seeing how Grant just interacts with Jesus. Wow. And then, but the thing with this passage is it shows us that there is a place of encounter. And it's amazing how God kind of like massages in the message that Kath didn't know what I was preaching on, but she spoke about that chair that Tyron Daniel has, you know, the Father's chair. It's a chair that he goes to say, Lord, I want to hear your voice. I'm placing myself in a position to be with you right now. He's intentional. There's this posture of reverence, of understanding that, God, you are magnificent. You are omnipotent. You are everything I need. But there's also this relationship that we have with a friend. And so often, our perspective of God is based on how I feel I deserve. What I feel I deserve is how I approach God. So those guys that broke up with our daughters, you know, some of them don't even feel worthy to come through our gate anymore. But that's on them. Some of them did break up poorly, you know. But that doesn't mean that we hate them now. It means that, you know, let's see. Oh, you're a real man. Did you really, was this real? Or was it real with my daughter until the time that you broke up? And so the whole time, our relationship with God is tested to see, well, where are you at? What is this about? And it challenges us. Are we content watching from a distance, or are we willing to step into the tent of meeting? When I stand at the door of my tent, I've got this safe space, you know. It's like if I'm here, Maverick, hey? I love that name. So so Maverick is at the tent, and I want to be at the tent of meeting, but it means I've got to leave my door. It means I've got to let go of my safe space. And the things of God are unsafe to the natural. And so I've let go of that, and I'm going, God, I'm all in. I'm all in. The Bible says that when the glory of the Lord came down, the people of Israel were scared, and they said to Moses, "You talk to him. You talk to him on our behalf." Because when we hear that thunder, when we hear that roar, we get scared. And here I am going, I'm letting go of my safe space, and I'm walking towards that tent because I long to know Jesus intimately. I cannot know him intimately if I stay in my tent. I cannot know him intimately if my safe space is here. I need to move. I need to get out. So the tent represents a place of intentional pursuit. When it says, whenever Moses went out to the tent. So Moses had to leave his safe space. And he had to go to this tent where this mighty, powerful, awesome God who split the ocean, the God who came in fire by night, a pillar of cloud by day, that one, I'm going into his presence. He could destroy me like this. And so Moses would go into that tent. It wasn't like this random encounter. Moses didn't stumble into the presence of the Lord. He went to the tent and he said, "Right, God, I'm ready for you." Isn't that an incredible picture? Why? Because so many times we stand here and we say, "Jesus, call me when you're ready. Call me when you're ready." You know what God says? "I've done it all already. I'm waiting for you to come to me. I'm waiting for you to allow yourself to be placed in a position where I can speak to you." He always wants to speak to us. So encounters with God don't happen accidentally. They are intentionally pursued. God is not hiding, but he is waiting. He's waiting for every single one of us. So what stands out here? The first one is that Moses left the camp. Moses left the safe space. The second thing is that he separated himself from distractions. You've got to move yourself away from distractions. If you're spending time with God, don't take your cell phone in with you on vibrate even. Because that means, Lord, I'm ready to hear you in case no one needs me while I'm spending time with you. Moses created a space for God. If you want deep times with God, you've got to set time aside. So, Connie, how often? It's once a week, okay. Well, I don't know. How's your relationship with your wife going if you only meet with her once a week? You know, or your girlfriend, or your boyfriend, whatever it is. He had to step away from the noise. He had to prioritize God's presence. So the tent represents a place that he chose to meet. The next thing is this, that the presence of God responds to hunger. It says, when Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend. So every time Moses showed up, God showed up. This is a bit of a brain fart for me because I'm like, yo, hang on. But God, you're omniscient. You are everywhere. You're omnipresent. You're everywhere. But now, this says that I have to position myself in a place where I can meet you. It's this physical space of going, Lord, I am coming to surrender myself to you. That chair that Tyron Daniel has is no special chair. But it is a very special chair. Because it's a chair that Tyron tells God, Lord, I'm taking time out. This is your chair. This is my time with you alone. God responds to those who draw near to him. James 4 verse 8 says this, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. God's done the work already. He's waiting for us to respond. Moses enters, God descends. Moses seeks God, God speaks. The pillar of cloud represents God's presence. I've learned over the last year and a half, one of my favorite sayings is God is not a showman. He has absolutely no need to let you know that he's around. Absolutely none. So if you're in a meeting and the presence of the Lord is there and you go, whoa, he sends his presence. Well, it's not just so that you can go back home and go, that was a sweet time. That was beautiful. No, God reveals himself because he wants to speak to you. And he doesn't just want to speak to you. He wants to change the direction that you're going in. He wants to invest into your life then. Not so that you can go back and go, oh, okay, let me just get ready for this. God's like, no, you're ready now. It represents God's covering. It represents God's voice. When you are in his presence, it means he wants to speak to you. Now you might go, Connie, I don't hear the voice of God. All right? So a couple of years ago, sorry, can I just get some water? Thanks, God. So a couple of years ago, we've got two beautiful daughters. And both engaged, so no chance. So my oldest daughter, Kayla, I said to Kayla, what is your heart's desire with God? She says, Dad, I want to hear his voice like you do. I was like, I don't hear his voice, eh? She goes, yes, you do. So I'm like, no, I don't hear his voice. She goes, yes, you do. I'm like, no, I don't. I know that he's talking, and you know, there's this, it's not like it's audible voice. In fact, I said, if you hear God's audible voice, you better be scared, because there's a reason you're hearing his audible voice. It's because there's big things about to happen. She goes, hang on a minute. You mean you can't hear his voice? So I'm like, I'm not saying I can't. I just say, Mom, don't. I know when he talks to me. She goes, well, I think you should talk to your congregation, because the pastor's daughter thinks you hear an audible voice. So I'm like, nah. Anyway, so I don't hear his audible voice. But man, when he speaks to me clearly. God speaks to every single one of us differently. The question is, are you positioning yourself to hear from him? Or are you trying to, if I try to hear God's voice like Maverick hears his voice. When I first got saved, when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, I remember asking someone, so how do you know the Holy Spirit's there? This guy's like, yo, it's like this, I sense this thing in the back of my eyes, you know? So I'm like, really? He's like, yo. So guess what happened? Like after that, I'm like, I want to hear the Holy Spirit. I thought, I got the worst headaches in the world, and I was like, it's hard to hear the voice of God. You see, we all hear his voice differently, and he wants to speak to you uniquely. When the cloud is there, there is an expectation that God speaks, and he does. I'm so convinced that something else happened, and there's a reason I left this last passage out in Exodus 33. Verse 10, it says that God would speak to Moses as a friend face to face. And you know who wasn't invited into that space? It doesn't say so. But listen, check what happens. When Moses turned again into the camp, in other words, Moses now comes from Maverick. He's on his way back to his tent. It says there, his assistant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart from the tent. In other words, Joshua snuck in with Moses. Why? Because Joshua was hungry for the presence of the Lord. But even after Moses left, Joshua was like, can I just hang here a little bit longer? And I wonder what God said to Joshua there. And it comes as absolutely no surprise that when a successor was chosen, that it was Joshua. Why? Because Joshua knew the presence of the Lord. Joshua knew the voice of the Lord. God never used Joshua for governance until after Moses was gone. But then God was like, you are the right person. Many people say, I don't feel God anymore. Well, wow, how's that working for you? If we have to work on feelings, we're going to have a bad, horrible time with our relationship. If my daughter comes to me and goes, Dad, I don't feel like I'm your daughter anymore. I'm going to go like, why? Like, what exactly would you like me to do to you to prove to you that you're my biological daughter? Like, you're my daughter. I don't have to prove anything to you. I'm not going to take a DNA test every time you want to. You have this issue about being my daughter. Nothing's changed. It's the same with our walk with God. Nothing changes. Just because you don't feel like you're his child anymore, it doesn't mean he's changed. It means you're probably standing at your tent. Get into his presence. Go and see him. Sit in that chair. God wants to meet us consistently. And he wants us to consistently meet him. True encounter produces reverence. It says that all the people would rise and worship. Don't you love that space? While Maverick is worshiping Jesus, we all just stand up and go, wow, look at the presence of God. It draws it out of us. It draws it out of us to go, Lord, you are worthy. You are glorious. The problem was that they watched from a distance. It says they stood at their tents and they watched. One person's encounter can inspire many, but it cannot replace their own encounter. You've got to have your own encounter with God. In Psalms 95, verse 6, it says, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. It is possible to admire someone else's relationship with God. It is possible to be moved by worship, but never encounter God personally. God is not calling us to observe. He's calling us to participate, get involved. God desires a friendship with us, not just a formality. If your relationship with God is what happens on a Sunday, you're missing out on an incredible adventure. God wants to commune with you all the time, the whole time during the week. God's ultimate desire is relationship, not ritual. He wants to speak with you face to face as to a friend. There was clear communication. There was personal interaction. There was deep intimacy. John 15, verse 15, it says that, no longer do I call you servants, but I call you friends. If I can't see God as my friend, it's not on his side, it's on mine. There are stuff that I've got to work out. But what we try to do is you try to fix everything that we possibly can to make us worthy before we get to him. And he's going, come and sit in my presence and let me help you become my friend. Isn't that a beautiful picture of God? Come and sit with me. Let me tell you what you are capable of. The creator of the universe desires a conversation with you. He desires a relationship with you. He desires a friendship with you. Prayer is not performance. It's a conversation. It doesn't matter how you want to talk to Jesus. And I don't know if you like change your voice when you talk to him. That's okay. But just talk to him one-on-one like you would to a friend. Joshua did not depart from that tent. There's the power of remaining, not rushing past an event. Moses visited the tent, but Joshua lingered. Those who stay in God's presence are shaped by it. The one who led them into the promised land is the one that lingered with God. He was formed in the presence of God. Psalms 27 verse 4 says, "One thing I have asked of the Lord, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." Many of us have a life where we just visit God occasionally, but few remain consistently. Breakthrough doesn't come from showing up. It comes from staying, lingering in his presence. So we see three types of people. And you know what? All of us are those three types of people. At some point in our lives, we are the crowd, watching from a distance. At other times, we are Moses, pursuing God's presence, going there, saying, "Lord, I'm here for you." And he visits with us. And then there's a time in our lives where we're like Joshua, where we're just like, "Lord, I'm going to linger and allow your presence to shape me, to shape who I am." Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 to 22. Just a couple of stuff out of that. It says, "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy place, holy places by the blood of Jesus," and then it goes on to say, "let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith." Because of Jesus, the barrier is removed. Because of Jesus, the invitation is always open. Because of Jesus, the presence is always accessible. So my encouragement to you is, wherever you're at, don't settle for where you're at unless you're lingering in his presence. Make that your ultimate desire, is to linger in his presence, to leave your safe space. Some of you are playing safe with God because you've been hurt by people. You may have been hurt by the church. God is standing there going, "I will never leave you nor forsake you. That in my presence you will find fullness of joy." We need to be intentional in our pursuit of him. We need to pursue a deep relationship with him. And we need to look for his presence consistently. The tent is always open. Where are you at? What is your desire?